destiny.
Infinity.
Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Good evening. You're tuned into From the Basement right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Not if my love can find your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Just touch my cheek before you leave me, babe. It's an ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was working out for you. I'll take
crazy.
Outbound by After, sort of a early aughts pop revival band from their EP2. Before that, we opened with Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton, all the way back from 1981. Up next, we've got Till the Morning by Electric Guest from their recent collection 10K. A fun fact about Electric Guest, the frontman, his brother, is Yorma Taccone, who you might have heard 10, 15 years ago in Lonely Island, the humorous musical group associated with NBC's Saturday Night Live program.
It's getting more bizarre every day. Calling the clowns cause it's the inner gang. From the music as I'm driving away. Help me, screaming. Don't wanna feel what I'm feeling.
often found in the quiet hands of people from all walks, rich, poor, humble, or grand. A treasure for those who explore far and wide. I carry their fortunes with wealth as my guide. I speak of great cities, power, and fame, or honor divine in a more sacred name. The wise cherish my silent way of revealing knowledge and truth without ever speaking. Though many chase after the path I've paved, sometimes the footprints I leave can fade. Who am I?
Today, I'm 16 years old. I have half of a ham sandwich in my pocket. I forget my phone number. I remember instead the etymology of the word person. The snowflakes falling on my face feel like ambulances. I realize that if I was to die here, nobody would know for a really long time because of the largeness of this least likely of all possible worlds. On the drive out, we don't see anything for hours. Not a single thing, living or dead. Just a road going through an endless desert with grey mountains in the distance that never get closer. For some reason, I sing Christmas carols to myself and cry without tears. What am I doing here? What is that car doing there? And why is it on fire? My friend, whose name I've forgotten and who I think has since moved on, is recording a video for his wife. He is describing everything he sees as if he's seeing it for the first time in his life. Out of the blue, he tells me that he thinks she is sleeping with her ski instructor. I decide then that I should become a ski instructor. I smoke a cigarette and feel the future with my nose. It is still attached to my face. I see long nights in cheap hotels. I hear quotes taken out of context. I see laughter and loneliness. I see boredom and anxiety. I must stop being a ghost. I must sneak back onto Earth. I don't like the fact that God moves in mysterious ways. Today, I am 19 years old. Julio comes up to me at a club in Paris and tells me that the sky is blue and the dead are coming back to life. He goes back to the bathroom to do more coke. And his girlfriend, whose father produces a very popular film franchise, asks me if I want to sleep with her. I feel disgusted. I am 12 years old, in a long ballroom full of people older than me. They are staring at me and clapping. I climb down off the stage. My cousin Chris finds me and gives me my first cigarette and laughs and ruffles my hair and tells me that a man that likes to lie down is happy and brags about all the money he's making. I am the pizza and gravy from my school cafeteria. I am the burger bar coleslaw. But where is my tree? Where exactly is the window in my prison cell? I dream, but when I wake, will I still be here? Am I the chihuahua walking on the plates and glasses on my table? Will I eat cucumber salad tomorrow? Is that why I'm so happy? Today I feel old. Today I sat in the sun and told myself secrets I won't remember. Today it is possible to survive.
If you like tuning into this radio program, you might like some other shows on WRCT as well. The WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows. You can see the whole list on wrct.org/schedule. Such as the New and Newer Music Show. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m., where you can join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM, stream at wrct.org, and follow on Instagram at newshowwrct.
I was 23.
there's another show on WRCT you might enjoy checking out, and that's Late to the Show. Late to the Show with Stephen Post is where lost songs get another chance. Obscure tracks, deep cuts, and weird musical treasures. Maybe you know the artist, maybe you don't know the song. It's Mondays at 9 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov.